I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What's the most pressing question facing the Bulls head coach, Billy Donovan, as the season is just over 24 hours away? What do you want to know when we talk to him at 7:25 this morning?
Looking forward to that conversation with Billy Donovan. I think the most obvious question to me would be, how has the progress or emergence of Lonzo Ball changed the way that he views his rotation? And maybe in some ways, depending on how much stock he's putting in Lonzo Ball's return, how his return affects his expectations. I think we all are amazed by how Lonzo Ball has looked like a guy who picked up where he left off in limited time, but he's fluid, he's instinctive, he is accurate, he's shooting well, he's protecting the basketball. He's doing all the things he did before. Seeing the court, making the passes. So in 15 to 20 minutes a game, how can that help the Bulls and how does that lengthen the rotation? I also want to know about, we know the Bulls are leaning into this whole idea of being a modern NBA 3-and-D team. We know they can do the three part, or at least shoot them. How about the D? Where's the D stand? And how does he plan to address these kinds of things that come up? Protecting the rim or protecting the three-point line? Is Patrick Williams really a viable option at the five when you go small ball? These kinds of questions, the lineup issues, and then big picture, just what you expect to get out of this season, which feels like you're going into it maybe not expecting to win, or at least that was the way things stood at training camp when we had AK and Billy in the performance studio. But I do think that things might have changed a little bit in the preseason. I wonder if they're a little further along than he thought.
I'm curious to hear if he's as surprised as we all are about Lonzo Ball after two preseason games. But the outside of that, the other thing, is 50 the goal? And when I say 50, not 50 wins, because I don't think that's possible. 53s a night? Is that like on the whiteboard in the dressing room, is like the number 50 in black written with a big red circle around it? You know, 53s. We are trying to attempt 50. Is that the goal?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, I think that to me, the pressing question facing the Bulls is not one that Billy can answer. I think the pressing question is, when are you making these trades? And how much different will your team look, and when will that be determined? What is the timing of this season? Because I think it's kind of two different seasons. I think it's going to be the Bulls when they have Zach LaVine and when they don't. And I have a very hard time figuring that he's going to be with them for the entire year. Same thing with Vooch. I think both those guys are going to be moved at some point or other. I think that the pressing questions to talk about with Billy are things like, how deep in the rotation does he go? I mean, we know who their starters are. This Lonzo Ball thing, does that change the way he thought he would be using his rotation? And, Billy usually kind of doesn't go more than 3-4 deep. Does he have to go 5 deep because of this, and how will it impact him if he wants to play a guy more than 5 minutes when he only has, 16 total and he's trying to... I just wonder how they're going to compute that, or does someone have that? But I think the larger question for this team is, what are they going to look like by the end of the year? And do they believe that they're going to look completely differently by the time you get there? I don't think he can talk about that, because I think that's speculation and that's not his job. He's running the day-to-day operation of the team. He's not figuring out who's going to be here or not here long-term. I'm curious what happens with Josh Giddey. You know, they walked away from that that chance to extend him. I didn't think they were going to extend him. Why would you? He's got to prove what he can do, and they haven't gone. And they've got plenty of guys around that went through some contract negotiations and didn't get their rookie contract picked up. And it didn't surprise me that they walked away from a chance to get a, whatever it was, 5-year, $225 million deal. You just couldn't.
He wants $30 million a year.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Reports are that Josh Giddey wants $30 million a year.
I don't think
at some of the other contracts around the NBA signed yesterday, though. He may be in that ballpark.
Yeah, well, he may be, and they may be willing to pay it by after seeing him for a season.
Josh Giddey.
I don't think that you can just sort of project that to him without seeing him play first.
No.
For you.
Yeah, you've got to see him do what he is supposed to do, and that is let the offense run through him, find the open man, hit the occasional three.
Yeah, and I just wonder how that's going to work, how this team is going to work. And that's a good question about the three-point shooting. They obviously need a lot of that. Do they have set numbers in mind? And they're running the floor, and they look pretty good so far. We'll see. We'll see what it's like when real minutes count and when players will play the entire game. When the Bulls are working hard, and they're trying hard, and they've been in it in the end of games, but they don't have their group playing the big minutes, and they probably will when the season starts. So we'll figure that out. We'll get a chance to talk to Billy about it in a little bit. It's Mully and Haw. We're going to get to your calls. 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.